Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Today, I want you to know that there is no other source for life like our God. There's so many voices we could follow in our talking in our ears every day, from social media, commercials, or ads that pop up wherever you go. These voices are saying that they have the answer. They've got just what you need to solve all your problems. Well, the world is never going to give you the wisdom and peace, prosperity, or health that you need. Their promises fall far short, but our God is the God of more than enough. His abundant goodness toward you is unlimited, and He's always faithful to do just what He promises. So join my dad for today's message and make that choice once and for all that God is your source.
Open your Bibles with me, first of all, to the book of Deuteronomy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the process of faith. There's process to this. Now, so you understand what I mean by process. You know, if somebody's injured or you get a cut or like a broken bone or something, there is a healing process, correct? And it, as it mends and heals and the physical body's process for taking care of that, that process does not change when God supernaturally mends that bone in 30 seconds. The process is the same. No, God put that process in there in the first place. What happens is when the anointing, which is the force of light energy. God is light. And it's talking about light energy, His glory. It holds everything in this universe together. And when that is released, then the process of the anointing, which works by faith, which works by love, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Can you see the processes that are involved there? And so when that is exercised on that physical part, the process is the same. So that's the reason why a creative miracle is not any harder for God than any other kind of healing miracle. It's just hard on you. There's nothing too hard for God. Let me go through this with you, because this is important for what we're headed into tonight. Robert, I'm going to pick on you again tonight. If I came up and I said, no, Robert, let me tell you something. I got to have $1,700,000 by next Tuesday at 6 o'clock or it's all over. You understand? Now, you got a problem. Amen. But Tuesday? What am I going to do? Look. Now, what if I go to Donald Trump and said, I got to have $1,700,000 by Tuesday night or it's all over? What does he do? He just makes phone calls. Didn't take 30 seconds out of his day. He certainly didn't worry about it. Amen. Now, there is a level somewhere where we can get Mr. Trump's attention. Amen. I mean, you're going to throw in billions at him. There is a point somewhere where he's going to think, where am I going to get that? So, it's not a matter of how hard it is. It's a matter of how hard it is to you. And with God, there's not any place where you can get His attention and make Him sweat. There's no way. No, no, no. No way. The problem has been with us. All right, now then. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now look at the 19th verse. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. You have no excuse. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life. So whose choice is it? It is our choice. You can't blame this on anybody else. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God and that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life. He's your length of days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Now then, look back in the 28th chapter. Now this is the blessing of Abraham in the 28th chapter, broken down into individual manifestations of the blessing. And you'll notice it's broken down more than anything else in locations. In other words, he said, I call you to record this day. Well, of what? Well, here it is right here. It will come to pass. You need to underline that. It will come to pass. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments, which I command thee this day. In other words, be obedient to God. Listen, pray, and obey. The Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And then he begins to list these things. You're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the country, blessed in the city, blessed in your storehouse, blessed in your business, blessed in your cattle. I mean, blessed, 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 blessed. You put it all together and you have the blessing of Abraham. Now you come over to the 14th verse. Don't go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods and serve them. It shall come to pass. Now you notice that when he started that other, it said, it shall come to pass. That's a sure thing, isn't it? It shall come to pass. Well, look at this. It shall come to pass. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now, I would like to know, how those curses get activated. Here he's told us, you make your choice. I said before your life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose life that you and your seed after you live. Why did he say your seed after you? Because the same promise belongs to them that belongs to you, and all you need to do is teach them. It's theirs. They inherit it. Well, we inherited it from Jesus. Praise God. Now then, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17. This is interesting because you'll see it here in action. Jeremiah chapter 17, look at the 5th verse. Look at this. Cursed be the man that trusts in man or trusts in government, makes flesh his arm, makes money his strength, what he can earn. You can't get enough jobs to earn what God wants to give you. There ain't that many jobs. And I don't care who you are, biggest billionaire in the world. Man, you a packer upside what God wants to give you. And give it to you without any sorrow. Man, oh man. Now, but look who this is. His heart has departed from the Lord. Now, that usually, it's very rare for somebody to just do this instantaneously. It's something over a period of time. You get busy. You get to thinking other things. You get to visiting with other people and blah, 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 blah. And you hadn't looked at your Bible, and I don't know when. I remember this. Just it really affected me. This happened many years ago. There was a woman that got healed of cancer in one of our meetings. And I laid hands on her and ministered to her. And I mean, she was absolutely, totally healed. And it was lung cancer. And God gave her new lungs. Man, I mean, just a marvelous, marvelous miracle. And a number of years went by. And one day there's a call came into the office. And they said, I think probably you ought to think about accepting this call because it's Sister So-and-so. Well, I knew who they were talking about. And said, she's got trouble. So I got her on the phone and I said, what's going on? Oh, she said, Brother Kenny, that old cancer come back on me, man. And she said, I called, I need you to pray for me. I said, sure. And let's pray here in the spirit a little bit. And we did. And the Lord gave me instructions, told me what scriptures to use. Now, I said to her, open your Bible. Now, she's bedridden. Open your Bible. And I gave her the scripture that the Lord said to me to read to her. And she tried to cover up the phone, but I could still hear her. She turned to somebody else in the room and said, where's my Bible? Now, she's lying there almost sick unto death and didn't know where her Bible was. That'll kill you. Well, we did the things that the Lord said do, but you see, over a little bit at a time, she put herself in this place. She got too busy and she's not doing this, not doing that. Cancer is not something you catch. It's not something that's a disease that's passed from one to the other. Amen. You don't catch cancer. You cause cancer. There's a lot of different things involved in it. And she got to praying over the thing and a lot of things came out. But what came out of it, God began to show her the things that she was doing in her lifestyle that caused this thing to erupt in her in the first place. And it went way back. Now, most Christian people get sick. They don't bother to do that. Are you listening to me? I wish I had time to really go in there and meddle in your business there for a while, but I don't. But I can tell you this. When she followed what God said and she got over on these scriptures and she began to believe God, she came out of there totally and completely healed and went on the road preaching the gospel. Glory to God. We're not spending enough time at this, folks. And this fella here departed from the Lord. So how did he depart? He quit paying attention to the blessing. And he's looking at the problems. So what's he doing? His eyes are full of the curse. He's looking at all the problems. He's looking at what all's bad. Now watch this. You see it. For he shall be like the heath. H-E-A-T-H. A heath is a little stunted bush. It is worthless. It provides no shade for anything. Lizard can't even live under it. It lives out isolated in the desert in salty soil. So even if you put water on it, it turns to salt water And so the thing is still in trouble. It can't grow. It's stunted. He said, now God said, cursed is the man that trusts in the government and trusts in money and what he can earn, what he can work out. And his heart has departed from the Lord. He's be like the heath in the desert. Now listen to this. And shall not see when good comes. He's not looking for it. When God goes to deliver you, you don't even know it's there. Why? You're too busy feeling sorry for yourself. You're too busy trying to earn how to get out of this. You're too busy trying to get the government to pay your bills. Amen. It don't work. And it's like, oh me, oh my. Poor old me, poor old us. What are we going to do? We missed the bus. You know, I mean, come on. And notice, when good comes, he doesn't see it. Right. And I've had people come to me and said, Brother Copeland, I just don't understand it. I said, what? What's the matter with you? Well, I just keep giving, I just keep giving, I do all this thing, man. And then God, I just don't understand. I don't ever get no fold at all, much less 100-fold. I don't want it. What's the matter? Why ain't it working for me? God cover you up with it. You would never know it. And every time I have ever inquired of God about somebody that said that to me, that's exactly what the problem was. God said, I have moved. I have directed my angels. I am doing certain things and saying certain things, but he don't know anything about it. Because he keeps saying it don't work. He keeps saying I don't ever get anything. He keeps saying God don't ever bless me like it does you. He said, what am I going to do? His words are stout against me. Amen. So an opportunity could come and he don't know anything about it. It just comes and goes and he don't even see it. So, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land not inhabited. That means you're out there by yourself. Amen. Nobody out here to help me. Well, you got out there on your own. Why don't you get up and move? I can't. I'm stuck here. Jesus could appear to you and say, all your financial worries are over today. And you'd stand there and say, oh, don't that thrill you to death? Right in the front of Jesus. Didn't even know you said it. I tell you, it's an amazing thing. Jesus could come into a lot of congregations and make that announcement. From this day forward, whatever you say will instantly come to pass. I am here to bless you. Your days of trouble are over with. And somebody say, whoa, don't that thrill you to death? Glory to God. I've been just dying to hear him say that. Boom. I don't understand how come God killed that fella right in the middle of that church. That's just the way it is, though, you know. No, he didn't kill him. He gave him instruction, told him what had happened. He said it with his mouth and fell over. Now, blessed, oh, glory to God. Shout it at me. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. God is my future, and my future's looking better all the time. Amen. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when the drought comes. He's got blessing in his eyes. So the drought will be everywhere. And he says, it's going to rain any minute now. And besides that, his roots are tapped into underground flood. But now notice this about him. Her leaf shall be green. The Hebrew says, shall be lavish. That tree's clothes are lavish. I imagine the Heath is really ticked off by now. I don't understand that. Look at them rich clothes on that tree, and I'm out here naked. At least you ought to give me half them leaves. I could have a little shade out here. Both the tree and the bush had the same God and the same opportunity. And he's no respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith.
Amen.
So what? She'll not be careful in the year of drought. She doesn't have to put water aside because her roots are tapped into the source. Glory to God. Amen. But this is the one that gets me. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Continual yielding of fruit. This tree lives to yield fruit, to feed somebody, to help somebody, to cover somebody with her shade. And she just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the little stunt, the little runt still setting off out there crying because it's hot. Amen. That's the difference between a people whose hope is in God. He's my source. Oh, look at that. Now, that message is hard on you if you haven't already heard what we've been hearing here for the last several days, how much he loves you, how big he is to bless you and prosper you beyond your dreams. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. One translation says, to the overflow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Abundantly to the overflow. That's what that tree is doing over there. Overflowing in beautiful leaves. Overflowing in fruit. Overflowing till the drought comes by and says, well, you forget that. He can't do nothing to that tree. She's tapped into the source.
KCM.org is brand new. Designed with you in mind, this is your go-to resource on faith. This new website is easier to navigate, including a new Help Me With section to meet your needs. You'll be able to find a wealth of resources to grow in faith, born out of over 58 years of ministry. Stop by and visit our new website at kcm.org.
Are you available for God to use?
I'm faithful and I'm going to stay faithful. In the Bible, when it says, who is that wise and faithful servant? I put my name out beside that verse. Well, if I don't determine to be faithful, how can anybody do it for me? I have to make that decision to sell out to the things of God.
Walk in the Spirit. Gloria Copeland explains what being faithful and walking with God truly looks like. Know that God isn't looking at your ability, but your availability. Tune into God's voice every day, every moment. Allow God to guide you and bless you in your life. Invest time with your Savior and study the Word of God with this teaching. Dedicate your heart to the Father and live a bondage-free life with God. Choose to walk in the Spirit and live in the blessing today.
Walk in the Spirit by Gloria Copeland is now available as a free download from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Begin living your life empowered by the Spirit. It pleases God when you refuse to do things the world's way. Learn how to walk in the supernatural by following God's voice and live the higher way of life Jesus made possible for you. To download your free copy of Walk in the Spirit, go to our website, kcm.org/TV special. Free offer is good for 30 days.
You are blessed when you put your hope and trust in the Lord. The first step to trusting in the Lord is turning your attention to Him. spending time with Him by reading the Word, talking to Him, and just being still, listening in His presence. Listen for that voice to talk to you. He will imprint your heart and mind with His great love as you fellowship with Him. Just invite Him to be involved with every detail of your life. He is right there to help you make the right decisions that lead you into the life of abundance for your spirit, soul, and body. We're celebrating Mother's Day here in the United States, and I want to encourage the mothers tuning in today that God is your source. He's got that living wisdom for you ready to, if you will ever just sit down and be quiet. I know that's hard for us, but you deserve it, Mama. He loves you, and He knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Look to Him today for that wisdom and strength and how to raise your children. Look to Him for your help and emotional fulfillment in every situation. Jesus said only one thing is needful. When He said that, He was referring to Himself, sitting with Him like Mary did, because He's the source for everything you need. And you can be sure that what you receive from Him will meet your need, because every good and perfect gift comes from Him. I want to speak a blessing over our mothers today. Lord, I just thank You for the mothers that You have placed into this earth, anointed. You have made us happy mother of children. And Lord, I thank You for that blessing to be a happy mother. I thank You for the peace that comes when we roll all of our cares about our children over onto You. I thank You, Lord, that we can have everything we need because of You. You are our source for every good thing. Lord, help us as mothers to pull back the needs and requirements that we can so easily put on spouse or children or others to help us and to make us feel that we are accepted and loved. We ask You, Lord, today that You help us to look to You for that. Just drop Your love in our hearts in such a clear way right this moment that mothers know that they are loved and appreciated no matter what. And Lord, I say an extra prayer for my own mother. Mom, You are blessed. You are well. You are whole. And I have to say in front of everybody, Gloria Copeland, you excel them all. I love you so much. I love all of you mothers. Until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you that God loves you. We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.